Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Want to be healthier? It's hard to start a bunch of healthy habits at once, especially when you're busy. Focus on one step at a time, then build from there. One more glass of water, one more hour of sleep, one more scoop of veggies, one more family walk. One healthy habit leads to another, and over time, small choices make powerful changes. Get started at ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
Mike and Annie Schweitzer invite you to the Spring Bull Sale at Quartermaster Creek Angus coming up Wednesday, February 23rd, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. Selling will be 142-year-old bulls as well as several commercial females carrying QC genetics. Come and bid in person or watch and bid on CCI Live, catalogs, videos, and more available at quartermastercreek.com. That's quartermastercreek.com. Quartermaster Creek Angus Bull Sale, February 23rd. Quartermaster Creek, real life, real beef.
The futures market today, extremely, extremely strong for the cattle markets. We were up double digits here in the feeder cattle, up $1.85 in the March at 168.72. We did go fill the gap at 169.22 and even a little bit more. The high today was 169.37. But that gap we've been watching really for over a month now is finally filled. So we'll see if we continue to go higher and make new highs or that becomes resistance. April, we're up $1.05 at 172.55. The May's up $1.37 here at 176.92. And the live cattle futures also higher. We had the February 47 higher at 142.90, the April 55 higher at 146.90, June's at 67 higher at 142.12. Also kind of ratcheting back up here to the previous highs. We're right on those highs. The market this week's expecting about 141 to 142 cash trade, which is holding in there. Of course, you always want it to be moving higher, but we're right here at the end. Yesterday, we didn't have any additional deliveries against the February live cattle. We're kind of expecting that to happen with the board just above where the cash has been trading, but it hadn't really happened yet. But stay tuned. I suspect at some point it could as we wind down those contracts. Hogs today were up $1.50 to $1.80.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Maybe it's black coffee, coffee with cream, a cup of Joe, a tumbler of Joe, but just give me the whole pot of Joe. What gets the early percolating isn't the same for any two cotton growers or any two cotton seeds. That's why Stoneville has a variety to thrive in every kind of early. In these parts, try Stoneville 4993 B3XF. It gets out of the ground faster with a strong early stand for a finish you'll love. Find your best variety with the selector tool at Stoneville.com. Stoneville from BASF. Own the early. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, overnight, the markets, grain markets were lower across the board on news or the idea that the Russians are kind of backing off of their threat to invade Ukraine. I don't know where the whole thing exactly stands at this point, but it looks like the markets think they're backing off, with corn down 10 to 17 cents and the wheat, Kansas City July down 21 and three quarters at 810 and a half. Chicago down 18 to 19, then Minneapolis down 10 to 13. Beans 10 to 18 cents lower. So with the news of the Russians backing off or supposedly going back to their barracks is what they said, the market sold off, and that included the energy markets. Crude oil today's down $3 to over $3.50, put March at 91.89 after making 7-year highs overnight. So that's what we're seeing there on that front. The weather is also, we're looking to get some rain here Wednesday and Thursday of this week in the winter wheat belt. Some of the drier parts of the winter wheat areas are pressuring that wheat market, but it's still over $8. Today, the cotton futures, we're a little bit higher. December up 50 at 104.08. The March cotton up 11 here. And the Dow Jones and the equity markets are sharply higher with the March Dow 409. The S&P's up 66.5.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.